Well, a lot of times it's, you know, it's understanding the concept of everything that really makes a difference. I find that stuff like this here, you know, like you say, with I come out of CDs. I was into CDs back in the 80s, you know, a lot and stuff like that, where they were talking skip and all that stuff. But, you know, here I find that this beer hobby is totally different. Everybody says height is might, and you just got to get up there and then just, you know, eventually move up into a better radio or whatever you like. Do you get somewhere you're just comfortable with?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I've got 2, 6, 7, 8 between me and my girlfriend. She's licensed too. We've got 8 HF radios between us. God only knows, probably a dozen dual band handhelds and mobiles. Yeah, we've got at least a dozen of those. Well, probably 15 of them. But, you know, you get these cheap Chinese disposable radios and it does a handheld. And they do a pretty good job. I mean, they're not the cleanest, but they work fairly decent. And then they get the job done. And you can play around with cross-band repeat. Now, I played with CDs quite a bit when I was a kid, and I built J-poles and Super J style antennas too, but you have to have some pretty tall trees to do those in wire. And then we've got a horizontal that's modeled after a J-pole, and you can make a really thick gain antenna horizontally for CD without having to have a beam, just a wire antenna. And that's interesting too. KB8 always